Okay. Hi. Thanks for staying in this hot room. I'm Samer Josefsson. I will talk about Geeks containers, and what you can do with them. So I've maintained a couple of free software projects, and I test them with continuous integration, and I've been doing this for a very long time, and have been a bit frustrated that, oh, I'm testing this on Debian and Fedora and other operating systems, but I prefer to use Geeks. So I a bit felt stuck there and just waiting for someone to do a Geeks container that works in GitLab for me. And there was some inspiration on the list. Ludwig tried to do this and just posted. And that this was the trigger for me. I didn't know enough to kind of start in this space, but the commands here got me going. And then it was mostly a matter of debugging things rather than creating things. And there essentially just some highlighted some issue that caused problems, that still cause problems. And this was, the post was in February 2024, and throughout 2024 I iterated on this design, made it more and more complicated, but it actually worked. And I declared our version 1 more than a year ago. During 2025, I spent a lot of time integrating this in my software projects, starting to use it, and were happy to test my software on Geeks. That resolved a couple of reproducibility problems and other problems that you would only notice when running on Geeks. And once I'd done that, I also realized I wanted to do the release tarballs in a reproducible way. And of course, I wanted to do them from the Geeks images. So I integrated that to my projects to build the tarballs and verify that they are the same, built on my laptop, and made a couple of all these projects had releases with reproducible tarballs during 2025, all buildable from Geeks. And then Geeks was dropped from Debian, which was what I was using to build these images. For a couple of months, I kept using my old containers that were created earlier. I felt like very modern, just using containers that no one knows how to reproduce, but it didn't feel very sustainable. And I kind of restarted this project. The earlier project was my design became more and more complex. I had a goal of doing reproducible container images. And inspired by GCC bootstrapping, I kind of built the first Debian container, installed Geeks, built a pure Geeks container, and then from that pure Geeks container, built another, the final container. And my idea was that this would be the same, but confusion happened, and this is not possible. The new design is just simpler. And I also realized I started to make use of those Debian containers with Geeks on them. So I published them separately. And I also realized that having Geeks on Ubuntu and Driscoll were also useful to have two similar operating systems that you can do a reproducible build. You build something in both containers and compare the result. And then you kind of, you want a similar enough, but you want it different to test reproducibility. And as a side effect, you also test if something non-free from Ubuntu taints your builds by building it also in Driscoll. At the time, the Driscoll containers were, I didn't feel confident to rely on them for production use, so this also allows me to build confidence in Driscoll containers and the Geeks containers. So I resumed this project just by using Geeks install, the shell script, and build this from. All of this is building in, not sure if I got Wi-Fi working. We'll see. I'll let it load in the background, but it's not. This is built not on my own laptop, but on GitLab runners, using the AMD 65 and the ARM 65 runners on GitLab. You can self-host the runners, and I do that for PowerPC and RISC-V containers too. And of course, you can reproduce it on your own laptop, comparing the result. Oops. So going into detail, the current setup is very much like Ludovic's first post. It runs Geeks Pack, so it's not a Geeks system image, it's a Geeks Pack, very minimal. And you can see that I dropped the dash S, dash et cetera, that was causing problems, and also reducing the max layers setting. It seems that having a 100 setting, 100 level setting caused problems on GitLab runners. That was one of the issues why it didn't work for Ludovic. And I just copied that image to some registry out there. And having done that in the first job, I set up second job running Triskel or Ubuntu, depending on architecture, and run the same commands, comparing the outputs and confirming that they are bit by bit identical. And then push it to GitLab registry, and even managed to do it for Docker Hub. So you can use it, just start with Podman, and you get a pure Geeks environment. You can do, and you can also, yeah, you can do whatever you want in a Geeks environment. And setting up, my goal was to do this from GitLab CI/CD environment, and things got a bit more complicated, and this is how a job definition looks like. Feels like going back to old times, to deciphering ugly quotes in sendmail. Some of this I won't go to in the detail, but it actually sets up dash et cetera in a working way, and starts the Geeks daemon, and adding substitutions. And I felt this could be hidden, but I didn't want to do that because I didn't felt confident how to do it. And then realized that I have this feeling or impression a lot of time when I start to do something, I realize someone did what I would wanted to do a lot of time ago. And I ran into this Metacal Geeks project, and they have been doing Geek containers since 2019. So it's designed in a very different way, but they use an entry point script that hides these details, and it could be a good inspiration. So I mentioned what to use it for. You define two jobs to run, build your projects. I'm using this for software testing mostly. So I'm setting up two different Geeks jobs, build my software, and then compare the results. And that has been quite effective at isolating reproducible build issues, and working to fix those. There's a fight against all the tools adding timestamps and other artifacts. But not only reproduce tarballs, you want to, let's say you do this in a pipeline when you make a release day one, then there's no guarantee that even if the tarball is reproducible at that time, that it will stay reproducible. You kind of thought it would be, but I ran into the many examples where things stop being reproducible after a month. And you want to fix those issues too. So you want to set up a project that continuously build your old releases to confirm that they are still reproducible. And Geeks container images is very useful for doing this, and also with a time machine to go back and use the Geeks environment that were used before. And also security issues with that Geeks daemon added the rootless mode, and that actually caused problems on the GitLab runners because they don't support user namespaces. So not only could I not run it in non-root mode, it stopped working without permissions in root mode because GeeksDaemon didn't like to be started in this environment. So you had to kind of fight all these security mitigations or security improvements by disabling them. And it's a cat and mouse game, and it depends on architecture. And I think more research is needed on what the proper solution here, because we don't want to downgrade security for people, but you also want things possible to work. It seems if you're root, you are supposed to be able to run this, I think. Even better, it would be nice to get non-root GeeksDaemon working on GitLab runners too, but depends on your runner setup. So that was it. Time for questions.
Great.
Do we have any questions? Yeah.
How big do the containers end up being once you publish?
Yeah, I think they're about... they're big. No, they're about 300 megs, I think. 300 megs, depending on architecture. And in the container world, I don't think that's very big. It also depends. I published a couple of different variants, like a slim, like a latest, and a extra variant with more tools. Because doing a Gix install GCC on every CI run is really painful too. I hope I don't punish the substitution servers by doing this too much. Yep.
And I'm sorry, at the start of how long does it take to actually from container start to when you can actually use it?
The build time, I thought that this was not feasible to do on a runner setup because it's so time consuming, but the big part is actually the Gix installing first Gix pull that they do in the Debian or Triskel or Ubuntu. But that takes maybe 20-25 minutes in a GitLab runner. On my PowerPC, it takes maybe an hour. On a RISC machine, it takes 2 hours, 4 hours, depending on substitution availability. That's the limiting factor. And then running the Gix pack is just 5 minutes. And then running the jobs Gix install, that depends on what you install. But I kind of had the impression that this will be a deal breaker and not make it work. But computers are good at doing repetitive things, so I'll let them do that. Yep.
Where are your build scripts published? Was that the dev distance?
Yeah, they are here. So if I manage to, the Wi-Fi is very, and these are really kind of 20-30 lines of code scripts. It's a build script. I'm not sure if the, so it's really just updating environment. I'm not sure if what's going on here. Can do an Emacs instead. Oh, no, I don't have it installed here. It's not a laptop. But you can, it's very thin. There is very little code here. So it's mostly about wrapping it up. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.